all behemoths mixed together are Ossum Arturo. Remarkable thing, actually. So there's an Issa to cook it, there's an Issa to eat it, and there's an Issa to have benefit from it. Three different Isurian are all learnt out from...
if you cook for a goy, you're not an altar.
Sorry?
So if you cook for a goy, you won't be an altar.
Yeah, so the choir here, cooking itself as a separate issue. So a person's got, let's say, for example, we didn't speak about yesterday, what comes to this now, let's say someone's got, for example, a nursing home, which has got a restaurant, a non-Jewish restaurant, and he wants to cook in that non-Jewish restaurant meat and milk together for a non-Jew. No Jew's going to eat it, there's no question about that. Ossos do. I suppose I'm doing it. All right, interesting. Now, it's probably much cheaper to have non-kosher food, yeah, sort of thing. But you know, first, there's not a problem with doing schoi. You must do business with non-kosher people also, so that's
make a burger. Let's say he works at McDonald's. Basically, you're just putting cheese on meat. He's not cooking.
And so we spoke about it yesterday.
That's I was here, so I missed it, wasn't
it? A good point. Yeah, right. Interesting point. Let's say someone wants to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
He wants to work in the restaurant there.
He's not cooking.
So what's he doing there?
He's just putting the cheese on the burger, on the meat.
Is it cold?
Let's say...
If the meat is hot, we can't discuss it. If the meat is hot, for example, if it's a keli rishon, the maaser, you mustn't put cheese on a keli rishon.
Right.
So now, if it's top of kush, it could be a keli rishon. So maybe you can't do it.
If it's cold,
that's mutter, that's quite right. I've never been to McDonald's, I'll tell you. But it'd be interesting to know, if they serve it cold.
Imagine the hot.
Cold meat. It's a nice, interesting point, actually. Very good point, actually. Yeah. I just said that yesterday in the shit, I was talking with someone this week, he just told me that he made for his office, he made a nice pizza kosher. So they were eating outside in the courtyard, and one of the goyim who works there, he says, he's going up to the office to get something, to put on a pizza. He said, yeah, fine. So he went up, comes down a few days with a piece of ham. He sticks on top of his pizza and eats it.
It is pizza.
Good for him, it's alright. It's pizza.
He's allowed to.
No issa in that. Whatever for himself, he's allowed to do it. That was what he said. So number one is, Namaisa, there's an issa of cooking cholov with a behemoth. Okay, the issa by behemoth to her and cholov to her. That's the issa of her. Because someone takes, for example, a giraffe. A giraffe is part of the
tire. That's the tire.
A gazelle, let's think about a deer or a gazelle, that's definitely a chayor. Cook that with milk, that is not Ossum Arturo. A chayor, even though it's a kosher animal, the Ossum Arturo is only about behemoths.
So chicken?
A chicken is also an Ossum Arturo.
Oh,
yeah. Very important to know that, yes. Only behemoths with behemoths milk. But you can mix one with the other, and who I think we said also, novella and trigger is also a problem. Even though it's not edible, the mice can't eat it, the mice is also awesome to cook one of these things with the other. We said cooking doesn't mean duck or cooking in a pot. Frying, roasting, baking, all included. I remember when I was a young boy, actually, very interesting, microwave just came out. Very interesting what happened, actually. So I heard a share from someone in London who was giving a share, and he asked a whole lot of shines about microwaves. First of all, the Shabbat, is it called Bishel? The guy, this Shabbat was in my boss of a cholov, actually. Is it a problem of boss of a cholov, meat and milk, if you cook meat? It's an atur to cook with heat and milk in a microwave. So they went onto a Shulman Zalman. I don't remember where it was, but Shulman Zalman said they should pull out Yerushalmin Trumas. And from that Yerushalmin Trumas, Yerushalmin Paskin, Shulman Zalman Paskin, all the halakhs on a microwave. There.
Now I say it's hot, isn't it?
That's what I said yesterday. Cook in the sun, there's no Yerushalmin. It has to be Derech Bishul. It has to be a way of cooking. So we said to them, I said yesterday, for example, let's say cooking means, let's say you've got boiling hot chicken soup that's been on the fire. Boiling hot, you take it off the fire, it's not on the fire anymore. But you drop a piece of meat, you drop a piece of milk, into that, cheese or milk into that, also that's it. It's a keli rishon. Keli rishon also, so someone's got a boiling hot soup and he pours it over a piece of cheese. Ira keli rishon, also that's it. If a person does it in a keli sheni, that means a person ladles out chicken soup, let's say for example, puts it, empties out into a plate, that's a keli sheni, and he now drops some cheese into that, that's not Ossum Arturo anymore. The maaser can't eat it because the taste is going to go in, it's going to get a taste of it inside it, so you can't eat it, but the maaser you've done no issa of bishul in such a case.
You know it's scalding hot. You know keli sheni is scalding hot.
Yeah,
go your fingers.
You can't cook. Yeah, yeah, it's just
can't cook.
We suggested as well, earrooms over all that, an extra micro festival. Then we spoke about eating. So we set the chazal.
So what's the question with microwave? What's the issue with microwave?
What's one?
The thing with microwave.
Microwave's got no fire. Who said it's called cooking?
I thought bishul. Okay, we're not looking at fiyah. Bishul, it's about water, yes? The water getting hot.
That's what I'm telling you, my friend. If you take water, put it in the sun, and it gets hot, is that bishul? It's not.
Does the water get boiling in the sun?
Yeah, can do. So it has to be derech bishul. It has to be a way of cooking. It has to be like that. Then we talk about like eating. So we said that the issa hanor. If it's an issa min ha-Torah, you may not have an off of it. However, the chayre, if it's osur rabbon, like chicken cooked in milk, you may have an off of it. What's the example of hanor? So, for example, you can't sell it. So someone had this once actually, my right story actually, in my city, I don't know why he did this, but he was cooking in his oven, he was cooking a pizza with chocolate or some meat. So the mice, everything was covered. That's what happened. So the mice, I'm not saying the best thing to do, but it was much of a halacha. For some reason, I don't know what happened, but the cheese thing leaked and it went into the meat container. Now that meat container has been cooked, meat and milk together. He didn't do it on purpose, it happened by mistake. That you can have no benefit from it whatsoever. That means you've got a nice non-Jewish neighbor, Moishi, and you want to give it to her as a present, it smells very good, it looks very good, and Moishi can't give it to her. That's called having a benefit. You can't sell it, that's called having a benefit. I must say, it's an interesting question, I don't really answer this question actually, it's a very interesting question. Why would someone by mistake bought something from the shop, and it looks in the shop, and it comes home and looks at it, and the recipe's got in it, meat and milk together. Meat and milk's been cooked together. Can he return to the shop? Is that called having a benefit? I can understand it is. The miser, he spent money on it.
You have a benefit, you get your money back.
Yeah.
You bought something with the tourists.
You don't have a benefit from it.
It was a bad sale. You know, they're not required to...
You don't know anyone to board.
Yeah, it's that. The miser, yeah, I don't know if you claim it's... I don't know if you've got a right to claim it's not right. I don't know, it's an interesting point, I don't know. I must say, when I was a speaker to many years ago, I must say, it was an interesting question, actually. So, TripAdvisor was the role there. And I think one of the first questions he asked us was, someone's got to take tablets, which he's found out I've got meat and milk inside. Have you got any table for him? That was his question.
It's not food.
It doesn't mean food. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good point, actually. I've got meat and milk, it's also even not food. Even it's not food, it's also.
No, I'm not.
First of all, you have to know, maybe it's not been cooked together. Cooked meat's just been added together. Someone asked us yesterday, sort of a question about cooking. So that's posh at the mice. You've got a piece of meat. First, let's start with number one. Someone asked us yesterday. Someone's got meat and milk that's been cooked together once. It's taken off the fire, and now you want to recook it. Many have to hold that's also been a turn again. Even though it's once been cooked, you don't say English language by a bottle of cloth. But that's clear. If I think someone asked us yesterday, that's clear. If someone's got meat that's been cooked, and he's got pizza that's been cooked separately, and now he combines the two together, that's an issa min ha-Torah. Those two have never been combined together. Even though both have been cooked beforehand.
And they're both cooked now.
Yeah, but now you're going to heat them up together. That is the problem. Even though they've both been cooked beforehand, doesn't help the fact they've both been cooked beforehand. The mice is an issa of basar mechov. Yeah?
Essentially, we're learning about the Zura not long ago in Daf, that if you bought a peckle of gold and you find inside the gold where there's bits and pieces, find out about the Zura. If he hasn't paid for it, he can give it back. But once he's paid for it, it's not valid.
Well, it's called having an all.
Yeah.
That's very similar to this case.
You paid for it, that's the same
similar case. Very case.
Once you paid for it.
I've argued with this many people, I'm arguing with someone costly about this, I'm not sure. I've seen someone, for example, someone goes to Tesco, says he buys a carton of juice, pure juice, that's what you call it, to drink. He comes home and he finds in the contents got grape juice. Mm-hmm. Can you take it back to the shop? Mm. Well, I'll take it back. You must have an offer from Yahweh. Is that called having a nog, getting your money back?
I don't think you can bring from the case of Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah even when Machashavah count. Well, if we have a mitzvah,
that's true.
The mitzvah does not.
So, you're right, it's more common, but the mice, the issa of having had no is the same thing. But one of the cases that's similar, both of them are starting off.
No, but he never thought of enjoying something would not be kosher, he would not have bought any known. So he did not intend to.
Well, in the Apostle Paul's
mistake, he didn't know that amongst this bag of all these bits and pieces, a bit of the Zoros.
There's another thought counts more. So that's why I don't think for
divorces.
That's how the you can count it.
Yeah.
The Maisa, not being there, and the impossible Cholo, Rabbi Israel.
It's
unbelievable. You can't even give it to your dog. You cannot even give meat and milk to a dog. Someone's got a dog.
That's enough. Because
it's not so uncommon. So you have to be careful when you look at, when you buy in the shop,
the hot dog,
you have to be careful, it hasn't got meat and milk. Because that's having hanor. And not only that, but many poskim hold, even to give meat and milk food items to a stray dog is possible.
Why,
Moshi? Because
that might be grateful.
The fact that the dog is eaten from you, you get a satisfaction.
You get a knock.
And that is awesome. So the Maisa of Apostle say that if a person were to leave it in the street and a stray dog would come along and eat it without you seeing it, that's okay, Taka. Yeah? But if you give it to a dog and you see the dog eating it, I'm not. That could be also awesome. Very interesting. I say, well, that's all.
Is it bad because I should not fear the dog that much? Is it because of that or because the dog will be happy with me and therefore I won't fear him so much? That's my
The dog doesn't know you. That's it, you're standing on the side, the dog doesn't see you.
Yeah, but, okay.
It's also awesome. It's also awesome. In that case, we don't sound. Okay, well, so let's move on to today's thing over here. So the chole, what came out from what we said yesterday is the chole, that chef is not posh at all to work as a base. His mum is not posh, he's cooking meat and milk together. And even if you got in there horse's meat with cow's milk, which is not awesome in our toe, you'll see, when it comes to the episode today, it's not too posh, it could be awesome in our bottom. So it's kind of problematic, I don't know what the answer will be. I mean, the only thing someone said to us, he said to me, the Maisa, you have to ask someone else to put it on the fire. I said, not much of a chef like that, Maisa, you know what I mean? You can't be much of a chef, but every time you have to do something, you have to ask someone else to do something for you. These people are trained to be cooking, they're trying out, first of all, how it works here, because they might be trying out the recipes as well. It's very, very risky, such a thing. I would have thought it's zikha not ideal to be a chef in such a thing. And if you are in have someone's got a restaurant, the chora, you can't do such a thing. I don't know how it works. It's a good question what you said about McDonald's. I must say it's a very good question. Someone's worked and employed in McDonald's and his job is to repair the meat and milk together. So that's the problem.
Why's that a problem?
Because you're cooking meat and milk together, which you might be cooking meat and milk together. So the chora, that is problematic. Okay. Next one. Just by the way, we didn't finish off yesterday, but the Maisa, this is a bottom chora only applies to meat and milk. There's no issa, according to the halacha, of fish and milk. According to the Shulchan Aruch, fish and milk and fish and cheese and mutter. And there are people who are makbid, not because of this halacha here, obviously, because of Basel Kolor, but they tie to sakonach. It could be a danger. It's a different passion of pleading. It's a whole shadow of that. Yes, it's right. The Maisa, it's a different hobby. Some people got this meaning, some haven't got this meaning. I want us to take on it in a minute, but it's time to do Basel Kolor. Basel Kolor is only on meat. Fish, chazal would never ever goes on fish. Chicken never goes with milk. Chicken looks very similar to meat, and therefore it's problematic. But fish never was included in this gazeta. They never ever included in this. And therefore fish and milk is not this halacha. I'm saying, some people, Moshe, are careful not to have fish and milk together because of sakona. And there, some say it only applies to milk, doesn't apply to butter. Different versions.
Meat.
What?
Meat
what?
Meat sakanta misuri is only a minute.
If that's your meaning, I'm saying it's a shadow.
It's a minute.
Maisa is pulled down, but they'll say it's a toss over. Maisa is pulled down, but it's not something he says it's a toss over. That not to have fish with milk. He says it's a mistake, it's a misprint. So he's going to tell halacha. People confuse this halacha with fish with meat and milk. He says there's nothing to do with that. That halacha provides. It's a new thing that some apostles can bring down. That some people are not careful about the story. Actually, I must say, we learned this halacha many years ago in Poland, I don't forget. They actually went to Antwerp for chasna. And on the flight, we got a meal, not so much hasher, it was a very good hasher. And on that hasher, they gave out rolls, smoked salmon on it, and cheese. They actually gave out. So I'm saying, no, everyone's mapping. Some people are mapping. You're saying it's an interesting thing. This thing is interesting. Okay, now let's go on to here. Russell Collar, what was it?
Smoked salmon and cheese.
If someone actually bought by mistake, but someone actually had milk in his house, possibly quite a I told you yesterday, that I heard from Wash, I think himself, the story, that the real good Shiloh, possible horror, was someone made the cholent. And on Shabbos morning, Friday afternoon, he put his kishka in the cholent. On Shabbos morning, when he went to get his kishka out, he found it was pizza.
It was what?
Pizza with cheese on it. So that cholent is also to eat. Besides that, it was a crock pot. Can't kasher it. The whole thing goes in a bin. Now that's the shayla. Really, Boston Chol, the Mishnah says you have to bury it.
What do you mean bury it?
You're meant to bury it because we don't want anyone to have a moth with it. Mr. Burn it could be problematic because you might have a moth in the ashes. So the chatchila, you're meant to what? Well, you're meant to bury it. Okay, it's very hard. Why is it not possible to say that now? Putting it in the dustbin is also equivalent. Because get burnt, so it's all going to get rid of the mice, throw it into the sea. That is also. Right, now, coming back to this very interesting halacha. So, as I said to you when we started to share, to cook horse's meat with milk is mutter min hatorah. However, it's clear from the Ramah that there's an issur midrabbanan of this. And that is maris ha'ayin. There's an issur of maris ha'ayin. People don't know what sort of meat you're cooking. Let's say, I don't know what horse's meat looks like, but it looks like it's very similar to cow's meat. So if someone sees you cooked horse's meat in milk, they could easily make a mistake and think you're allowed to cook cow's milk and meat. So therefore, Chazal do not allow any non-kosher meat cooked with milk. Who are din? There's a bit of a shayla with what about bosor oif, chicken? Is there maris ha'ayin on chicken with milk? Why is there many possibilities here? There is, and therefore one should not cook chicken even with milk. It's not the same severity, obviously, but it's the same thing. Now, based on this maris ha'ayin, remarkable thing actually, the Machama talks about a milk from a lady, which looks like milk, is also a problem to cook animal meat in it. It's maris ha'ayin. It looks very similar to normal milk, and therefore it could be a problem. Who I did this last week is about almond milk, which is also a problem. Almond milk looks is way whitish, and therefore to have meat cooked in that could be a problem. Maris ha'ayin. However, maris ha'ayin is much more lenient. So the Shulchan Aruch's example is with almond milk, is to keep the packet of almond milk on the table. That one could see, or next to the pot, wherever it is, that one could see, whoever's looking can see that it's different to normal milk. That stops the maris ha'ayin. Based on this, there was an interesting question many years ago with parva ice cream. It used to be always parva ice cream, it seems. Sorry. Something. It used to be always milky ice cream. You used to be able to make milky ice cream. That was the normal run of the mill, milky ice cream. Then they came out with a chokhmah where they could make para ice cream. Now, the question is, can you have, after a meaty meal, para ice cream? Most people at the time didn't know this thing as para ice cream. Milky ice cream was a common thing. Para ice cream wasn't so common. So is there maris ha'ayin on having para ice cream? So nowadays, there's zichar no problem anymore, because nowadays it's quite common, para ice cream. Everyone knows that you can buy a para ice cream. And therefore, now there's no maris ha'ayin at all. This doesn't apply maris ha'ayin nowadays. But when it comes out, when these new mixtures come out, is there a problem of maris ha'ayin? So many possible said there was. And what you should do is, you should bring on the table the container of the para ice cream, people can see it. This is relevant to as well. I don't know if it's so common anymore.
What? It's a bit hard at a wedding. Every single table is going to have.
Yeah, that's true. It's also relevant. I haven't seen this so often now, but it's also when I used to be around, this power of a mint. You used to be able to get this powder, which you could put into coffee, and it was, after a meaty meal, it's like having a coffee with milk inside.
Yeah.
Why? Now, I don't know if it exists still now. Does it exist? I haven't seen it around, so that's a good question now. Is that allowed to be done after a meaty meal? So if you leave the packet on a table, there's no problem. Without the packet, I must say I'm not so convinced it's allowed, because I don't know if nowadays it's so common. So then it's a cookie shaman side. It's a bit better, because most people, when they have a cup of coffee, or not having their meat munch, they've had their meat, everything's cleared up, and then they have a coffee afterwards. Maybe then there's no potatoes.
There's such thing as powdered milky milk. There's such thing as powdered milky meat. So if somebody's having put powder in his coffee, it's
first of all, you can't bathe his milk in powder milk, yeah?
Yeah, but it's not.
You get powdered milk, you sure can't get it.
So, yeah, you do, yeah. Well, nobody can put bathing milk in his coffee.
I have to say about it, if it's not, you can't get it.
Right. Oh, yeah. All right.